The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Said that his dream scenario for the last game is tie game, ball, fade away, winner, you know, fade to black. Have you thought about, like, what your dream would be for the last game to go as well as it could?
Yeah, win a championship. That happens, so here you go. That's done.
Given the current circumstances.
The dream's done. Like, for me, it's coming out and playing in front of the fans and competing hard. And playing against Utah and them not taking it easy at all. And we beat us by 40 like the last few times we played, which I expect them to come and try to do the same thing. To me, that is the greatest form of competition. That's the best last game to have. A very competitive one, physical one. That's the way basketball should be. In terms of the end, I don't know, man. I really don't think about that much. I just like the game itself.
So it all comes down to this. For the Warriors and your Rockets, our entire way of life might be at stake tonight. We'll find out. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And no matter what you do, whether you text or call or run naked through the halls with something written on your chest or you send a carrier pigeon or a raven, put odds on it. What are the odds this is going to be a fun show today?
Well, we got beer in the house.
That's always a good thing.
We're drinking on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I'd made it 2 days without drinking. I was feeling pretty good.
Is this all the beer we have?
John?
I think so. I think there's one more. Somebody, I guess we got a six-pack from St. Arnold. And when we got into the studio, there was only five.
Yeah.
And I opened that refrigerator, and on the top shelf, there was one of the pilsners was right there.
I might need that, man.
Yeah, you know what? There's some in
Todd's office.
Todd's
too,
office.
For sure.
Just go snag a couple of those
just
on the
steal
break.
Them out of Todd's office.
He's not going to care.
It's not like he's
Todd.
The
if
boss.
You're listening, you owe us a few beers anyway.
For real.
For all making the great things we do for you,
making your job easy, bro.
But want to thank St. Arnold's for bringing us some 5 o'clock pills. This is good stuff, man.
Yeah.
First time I've had it.
I think we were supposed to wait to mention it.
Well, we'll mention
until
it.
Until 5 p.m.
Well, we'll mention it at 5 o'clock. But.
Okay, so we're drinking delicious beer today.
But I need another one before 5
yeah,
o'clock. There's no
for
way.
Sure.
Otherwise, this isn't going to work. So, anyway, I already have a text from Hung Too Low.
Hung Too Low.
Listening to you guys on the way back from Mississippi, you guys kick ass. Thank you, sir. Welcome and welcome back
damn
from
right
Mississippi.
We do, bro.
This is you're welcome back to America.
He's probably into Louisiana now.
Well, okay. So welcome back.
You had a little while before you're in.
Back to America. Yeah, I know. So
back in Texas.
What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Same thing, man. We got the Warriors going for the record tonight. You got your Rockets going for the opportunity to get whacked by the Warriors in the playoffs tonight. Hockey starts tonight, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised by how many positive responses I got from people about talking hockey yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
Because I got a bunch of people saying you were an idiot and you should have wasted our time on that.
I get that all the time. But you know what?
You've learned to brush your shoulder off.
I don't care.
You brush the haters off.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do it again, by the way, for those of you who are curious about the hockey. It is on the podcast, 6 o'clock hour, first segment yesterday.
Okay.
But it's there. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I'm also told stay away from the Katy Freeway at all costs. There's a gas leak.
Okay. I'm against gas leaks.
Yeah. So.
You got to be a little more specific. That sucker is long.
What's long exactly?
The Katy Freeway.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Katy Freeway.
Yeah, it goes to Katy.
Right. And beyond.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where on the Katy Freeway? Right. You say?
That would be helpful.
Maybe just avoid it altogether. I mean, at this point, if it's that bad that someone's texting us about it, maybe just avoid it altogether. Maybe I'll do a traffic report later.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Maybe if I get a couple beers in me.
I just got an AP Mobile alert talking about your Zika virus.
Ugh. I'm so anti-Zika virus. I don't want babies with small heads running around.
I don't know.
I don't like babies to begin with, but if they have small heads, it's going to creep me out.
Well, a baby with a small head's creepy enough. Imagine if it grows up to be a hot Brazilian chick with a small head. CDC says no longer any doubt that Zika virus causes birth defects. Did we have any doubt about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now there's no doubt. Okay, it's at Highway 6, I'm told. There you go. So do not go to the Katy Freeway at Highway 6. I'm sure that Tiffany Terrell will tell you to watch out for traffic on I-10. So, prediction time. What are the odds the Warriors get it done tonight?
I think 98%.
Okay, I'm going to go a little lower because I think the pressure's on them.
Okay.
I'm going to say more like 70%. I think they win, but it's not going to surprise me if they get in one of these dogfights. I mean, they've lost to some bad teams recently. Timberwolves. Damn near lost to the Grizzlies. So, I'll go 70%.
Okay.
Now.
Can happen.
What are the odds? Your Rockets.
Warriors lost a game straight up as 17-point favorites this year to the Lakers.
Yeah, there is that. And what are the odds? Your Rockets win and earn that right to get whacked.
I'm going to go 75%.
Yeah, it seems about right, so can't really argue with you on that one. I think they're going to win, and everybody's going to get all excited. It's a new season. That's what you're going to hear. How many times do you think we'll hear? What are the odds we hear it's a new season?
Everybody's 0-0 in the playoffs.
Yep. How many times are we going to hear that?
And the Rockets will still suck.
They'll win one game.
Maybe.
I think they'll win one game, and they'll play them close.
I think they'll win one game, too. I think that's a maybe.
And they'll play them close in two others, and everybody will be talking about how hard they push the Warriors.
Foster says, what are the odds James Harden makes it to the strip club in less than 30 minutes after losing tonight? I'd give him 45. He's got to clean some stuff out of his locker.
Probably so.
Give him a minute.
Yeah.
Brush his beard.
I mean, I might have to send for some cash.
But he'll be at the strip club tonight if they lose, for sure.
I'll be at the strip club if they win, I'm sure.
Maybe. You know what? You're probably right. You're probably right.
713-780-ESPN.
But who are we to judge?
No, I don't judge anybody. It's just, you know, I kind of think if I were trying to get in the playoffs, I'd stay away from places like that after games. 713-780-ESPN. Jabir, what are the odds the Rockets get in and can win four games against a team that has lost less than 10 games so far? 0%. Yeah, I you always have to allow for the fact that Steph Curry gets in a car crash on the way to the game, or the Warriors bus crashes on the way to the game.
Could happen.
I know it's a 1 in a million, but it could happen. And if it does and they got to go pull five guys off the streets, the Rockets could win that in 7.
Yeah.
Maybe 6. I don't know. If they bring up the D-League team, it could happen.
Could happen.
Well, Tyler asks, as a lifelong Rockets fan, I've been crushed by Kobe. I'm only right. We have to pull for him one last time, right? Not really. I mean,
not really.
You don't have to pull for him. His career has been over for a couple of years.
And listen, he's going to be all right without basketball.
Yeah, he'll
be fine. Guy's made some dough. He's going to be okay.
Listen, he's never been likable, so there's no reason to start liking him now. This isn't like Jeter. Jeter was always likable.
Also, Kobe's not one of those guys who cares if you like him or not. It's not going to make him sad if you don't like him. If you're a Kobe hater, he doesn't care. He's feeding off that.
Yeah, he's just
I've never been
you.
The biggest Kobe fan.
I never really have either. Not as a person, certainly. I love his attitude on the court, but I always thought fantastic offensive player. Not always the best all-around player. He got credit for being that. But I've never been a big Kobe fan. But, hey, he's a winner, right?
He is.
And
he was.
And
he was, Fred. Let's not go is.
Let's be honest. Basketball was more interesting when the Lakers were good.
I agree.
And
although it was frustrating.
It was. But how much fun would it be if you had a Lakers team that's won 60 games that, with Kobe at his best, Gasol's still there and those guys
yeah.
playing this Warriors team. Yeah, we'd be talking about them the way we're talking about the Spurs. Can't wait for the Spurs and Warriors. But unfortunately, that's it's been years since that. Well, the Lakers are never going to be the Lakers again since Dr. Jerry died. I'm sorry. His son's an idiot. Ooh, good one from Brother Bear. What are the odds people are more likely to see Jon Snow or JVG come back from the dead? I'm going to go Jon Snow. Favorite. 75-25.
Yeah.
So. 7-1-3.
Everybody worried about JVG.
Huh?
Everybody's worried about JVG.
Worried about in a good way or a bad way?
Or like he's on everybody's mind.
I don't know why. I guess because he's on the radio all the time and on TV all the time. Maybe he's sticking his face out there for everybody to see. So I think we can start officially start the coach speculation when the Rockets are out, which may be tomorrow.
Right.
Could very well be tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be after four games. Well, no, I'll stick with it. Five games against the Warriors.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's fair, man.
Hmm. Who was it here? Trey said, what are the odds I just put money down on the Preds to win the cup? Thanks, Fred. Don't thank me unless they actually win it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's down to 17-1 today. I don't know if it was because people were listening to the show, but they're 17-1 now. I got them at 25. But I did bet them to win the series. All right. Here's one for you from 512. What are the odds the Rockets lose but still make the playoffs when the Lakers beat Utah tonight? I give out a 15% chance of happening.
Yeah.
It's not like Utah's anything special. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. If you want to get in, now's the time. 713-780. ESPN is the number. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we'll take some phone calls today. 713-780-3776. Just remember to put odds on it. Sean Oakman officially arrested on sexual assault charges.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just broke. Just says he was arrested on sexual assault charges stemming from an incident on early Sunday morning. Tommy Witherspoon of the Waco Tribune writes.
Boy, that's a damn shame. Hey, it's a damn shame because that poor girl, that is a monster of a man to be forcing himself onto a woman. Not that if you're a little guy, it's okay to rape. But,
right.
I mean, that is a terrifying specimen of a human. And B, that's a bummer because that's a guy that, you know, I think is missing out on a bunch of dollars now because he may or may not have made a really poor choice. Guys, if these chicks, if they're not wanting it,
go find one who does. There's plenty who do.
Or just go back to your place and handle it yourself.
Exactly.
It's like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
You know, you don't just because you want it doesn't mean you just take it. That's not the way society works. And it's not worth it.
You're going to go home.
It could be the best. It could be the best in the world. It's still not worth it. It's not worth it, bro.
I don't see how it could be any good if you're forcing yourself on somebody.
It can't be that good.
No.
It can't be that. She can't be that hot.
And just look in the mirror, say, I'm going to go home. You know what? And that's all you're going to do.
Listen, this has happened to everybody.
Jong,
you've been there, right? With a really hot chick.
You think it's going to happen. Yep.
You know, early in the night, she was like, oh, there's no way it's going to happen. But then the night has wandered to a place where it looks like it's going to happen. And all of a sudden, you're in her bed. Your clothes are all over the room. She's naked. You're naked. And then she's like, we can't do that. You've been there, right, Jong?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah. And what did you do, Jong?
I was...
You were a
man
gentleman.
And did First, not do
well,
it.
Well, you tried begging once, right?
You always beg.
Right.
I mean, no one's above that.
Yeah.
But yeah, once they say no and it's a firm no, you accept it and you move on.
Yep. No means no.
And you see, well, if that's not okay, is that okay?
Right. You ask the next thing.
Yeah. It's all right.
And if that's a no,
it's like if you go to a restaurant and say, "Hey, do you guys have veal chops?" And they say no, you say, "Oh, well, do you have steak?" Yeah. If they say no, you say, "Well, do you have chicken?" If they don't have chicken, you say, "Well, can I just get like a veggie tray or something?"
Fish?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. So yeah. You just work your way down until there's something that's agreed upon between the parties, and then that's where the line is drawn.
But if it turns out the restaurant's closed, you don't make a scene. You don't force your way in.
No, you don't just kick the kitchen door open and make what you want.
No.
You can't do that.
No, you just quietly leave and make a note to never go back to that restaurant again. Just, it's that simple.
Or you go back and see if maybe they've got extended hours the next time.
Yeah, right? Yeah, maybe they changed the hours. I don't know.
Or you just tip a little better.
It could be that. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. And again, we don't know the whole story here, so I'm you know, we're having fun with it because we have fun with everything. But I'm withholding judgment. But the fact that he's arrested, not a good sign. Ryan asked, what are the odds Evan Gattis starts the season 0-23 again?
It's possible. If anybody could do it.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was getting close to the ball last night. What did he have, 3 strikeouts and 4 at-bats? Yeah, that was a shame. They get 2 runners on in the 9th and put those on around 3 strikeouts. Kind of an Astros thing to do. 817, what are the odds that Renato bitches about craft beer at least once the rest of the week? Oh, 100%.
I heard he bitched about it today. They brought some beer for him, and I don't know if he actually didn't like it or just by principle because he couldn't admit to liking it that he tossed it.
See, that's the problem now. He can't admit to liking anything that's not crap. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Apparently, I didn't know this was going on, but one of the friends of the show sent me this message. Said Rockets fans are going at Texans fans because they snuck in the playoffs, but clowning the Rockets.
Aren't Rockets fans and Texans fans generally the same group?
Kind of, but apparently there is a group that likes one and not the other.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that happens, but it says, I've been telling the Texans had a more realistic shot at the Chiefs than the Rockets do against the Warriors. Do you agree? Yeah, I agree 100%.
The Texans had way more of a realistic shot.
Yeah, they went in there and played the worst game of the season.
In fact, the Texans were favored against the Chiefs, weren't they?
I think so. It was like a point. But it will not be that close.
I remember I won dollars on it. Yeah. I don't remember how many points I had to give or how many points I got. But, that was a closely, you know, if you said Vegas, you know, who's going to win this game, Kansas City, Houston, it might have been 2 points. Might have been 2 points. I mean, the odds on the Warriors versus Rockets in a 7-game series are astronomical, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
But you know what, Rockets fan, if you're that excited about it, should it happen, let's not get too crazy here. They could easily lose. I mean, these guys lost at home to the Suns. They could lose to anybody. A Suns team that had lost 7 in a row going in there. So they could easily lose this. But let's say they do get in. You know how you prove yourself right? You go take, let's take a nice round figure, $100.
$100.
You go to mybookie.lv. You put that in there.
To Vegas, right?
Or go to Vegas, yeah. I'm okay with mybookie.lv.
Okay.
But you go in there, you put that $100 on your Rockets and to beat the Warriors. You're going to probably get
$1 million.
I'm thinking realistically 9-1.
Okay. That's probably about right.
Yeah. So you'd get $900 for your 100 and you'd get to tell all your friends what a genius you are and how stupid the rest of us are. And you could do that for weeks. And then you could walk around with your wallet all full and say, look at this. And then you'll get rolled. But I'm just saying, that's what I would do if I were one of those people that really believe that it's an all-new season.
Yeah.
Everybody starts from scratch. Can't wait. Now, realistically, the Texans did have a shot in that game. They played their worst game of the season. Hoyer went full Matt Schaub, and that took them out of any chance. The Rockets, I think, if the Texans had played their best game, the Chiefs played a really good game. The Texans played their best game. I think they had a chance to beat them, but they didn't. They played their worst game. The Chiefs played close to their best. End of story. I think if both of those teams had played their best game, the Chiefs would have won. And I think if it comes down to the Rockets and Warriors, if the Rockets play their very best game, seven times, and they're not going to get to seven. I think if they play their very best game, it gets to five. 713-780-ESPN. 281 says, I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks. Which place has the best buffet? You know, I don't do a lot of buffets there anymore. I found places.
I actually ate the MGM buffet this time.
That one's solid. There's nothing wrong with the MGM buffet. That's the one that I usually go to if I want buffet. But, you know, I got to give the wife credit. She's found.
I only ate the buffet because I was lazy.
Yeah. But she's found all these cool places for breakfast and things like that now, which I'll go when she's not there because they were really good. So, what are the odds or value is on the Warriors if the Rockets are only plus 900 in that series? There won't be.
No, you can't get value on the Warriors at this point, and you shouldn't.
No, you really shouldn't. Yeah, if you're a believer that the Spurs can beat them, that's where your value will be. It's not going to be enough because I don't think the number on the Spurs will match the odds of them actually winning. But that's where I think your value would be. Or on the Cavs, if you think they can do it. 817 mentioned Caesar's Buffet. That one's not bad.
Never been there.
I've been once. The last time I played the World Series, they have a bunch of tournaments there during the World Series of Poker that are really good. Anywhere from 100 to 500 bucks.
Yeah.
And it's just between days, I would go over there and just play endlessly because I couldn't sleep. And then go eat the buffet and then go play another tournament.
Yep.
But I haven't been to Caesars in a while. I need to get over there. 713-780-ESPN. We also have some giveaways today. One we will do at 6:15. We'll give away the Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. When are we getting down there again, by the way?
It's got to be next week.
Next week. All right.
You guys are at Sam Houston this week and Quaker Steak next week.
We're at Sam Houston this week?
Yes.
I did not know that. That's Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to alter our plans a little bit for Friday.
Oh, yeah.
But
actually, it's not that bad because I know
you're closer to home. Yeah. So we'll figure it out. All right, awesome. I miss Sam Houston. We haven't been out there in a while. So, and then next Saturday, I think I'm back out at the track for a Saturday night appearance. Wedding in 2 months. Any suggestions on where to go for the honeymoon less than 5K?
I have no idea. I don't know how to budget a honeymoon.
New Orleans or Vegas?
Yeah. Less than 5K.
You can do both of those for less than 5K if you're smart.
I think New Orleans is good. Better than Vegas for a honeymoon.
Probably so.
Vegas is good for bachelor parties. Yeah. Not the best for honeymoons.
Oh, yeah. Honeymoon. I'm thinking bachelor party for some reason. Yeah. Whenever he says that. Yeah. Costa Rica.
I think that's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. And I think you can fly there out of Southwest. Why do I automatically think bachelor party when somebody asks a question like that rather than honeymoon?
I don't know.
I'm not very good at honeymoons. I'm the wrong person to ask for that. There's a reason that I'm keep chasing them off. Hey, guys, you want to go catch one of these Astros games or anything that's going on? Want to get your Guns N' Roses tickets when they come here? SeatGeek. It's always the first place I look. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. Just used it the other day when I was checking out what the prices were for those Guns N' Roses tickets when we were in Vegas. SeatGeek puts all the tickets available on other sites in one place so you save time and never miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming games, and SeatGeek will let you know if ticket prices fall. So if you have a number in mind that you want to pay, you just wait till you get that alert. Every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value, so you could use it immediately to find underpriced seats. And before you buy, you can use their detailed maps to see the view from your seat. It's always honest and upfront about the price, too. Unlike StubHub, SeatGeek shows you the full ticket price from start to finish. It never surprises you with huge fees at checkout. I hate that. SeatGeek does not do that. Don't wait to find your tickets on SeatGeek because the best deals don't last long. Download the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. That's the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com.
I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked up and got two brothers back up. The man spit and that was it. In one ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Rev, if I was you, cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? Yeah, somebody sent me a message. They just got back from Costa Rica for a week for $3,600 for two, everything included. So that, just a thought. You asked. Lamont saying casino buffets, is there any real variation between of them? One may have seafood, the other may have steak. Honestly, they're all pretty much the same.
Okay, let's be serious. But you go to the MGM buffet casinos versus the Excalibur buffet.
Right, right. The good casinos, which I would say any of the mid to high-end ones will have a good buffet. But why do you need a buffet in Vegas? There's other places you can go that are better than getting a buffet. Go to Burger Bar.
The only reason I went to the MGM buffet is because I was when you're on that end of the MGM, that's the only place to eat.
Right.
Otherwise, you have to walk all the way across the MGM to all the other food places. And I was like, well, I'm here. I might as well.
My only complaint about the MGM is it's either there's the buffet. Everything else is $100 minimum or food court. There's no in between, which I don't really like because it'd be nice to have a couple restaurants in there that were, you know, mid-level. Well, I guess Wolfgang Puck isn't that expensive.
No, it's not too bad.
And I eat there a lot, but I can only eat there once and then I get bored with it.
So we have some breaking news, which will... Well, AJ, I know you're not going to be happy about this one, but Dan Henderson, Lyoto Machida got called off because...
What?
Because Lyoto Machida admits to using a banned substance on UFC on Fox 19. So he got called off. And with that news...
So wait, he used a banned substance?
Yes. And
when?
It says UFC on Fox 19, and then their fight is now called off. And it's coming through multiple sources, and I got an email.
Well, UFC on Fox 19 is the fight that they were supposed to have.
Okay, so that's the one that got called off.
So he's saying he's using them currently?
Yeah, it says he's admitting to using a banned substance.
What a dick.
Which,
I'm sorry.
Obviously,
you can say that.
You can say that. That's okay.
But which also will cancel his interview with you tomorrow. Dan Henderson.
All right. Well, I was supposed to talk to Dan Henderson tomorrow, but his opponent's a dirty cheater, and the fight's off. That's unfortunate, man. Dan Henderson. Let me tell you something about Dan Henderson. Let me be an MMA booger eater for a minute.
Eat away.
Dan Henderson is until John Jones came around, and even now that John Jones is around, I'll say he's. John Jones is a better fighter than Dan Henderson. So Dan Henderson is no longer the greatest American mixed martial artist. But Dan Henderson is still the most decorated and accomplished American mixed martial artist in the history of MMA. And that dude is a damn treasure. And every time we get to see him fight, it's like being handed gold. So he can't possibly have very many left.
Right.
And this would have been a big fight. That's very disappointing, man. That is very, very unfortunate.
What did you think about the guy getting killed? And Conor McGregor came out and said they should have stopped the fight sooner.
Listen, that's the thing about MMA is you're talking about fights taking place all over the world, and who knows who these promoters are that are putting on fights. I don't.
It sounds like it's one of those
Portuguese fighter.
Like it's one of those satellite things. Leads to the UFC eventually.
It's way down the list from that, from what I understand. So, it's unfortunate, man, but that's what happens. And I mean, every once in a while in baseball, somebody catches a fastball to the dome, and a guy dies. It's crazy. They do everything they can to make that sport as safe as possible, but at the end of the day, it's fighting. Sometimes bad stuff happens.
And it's just like if a boxer dies. I mean, something really weird has to happen. It really does. And, you know, it could happen in your car or anything else. 713-780-ESPN. 936 said Dan Henderson defended his title back-to-back within a nine-month period.
I'm telling you, Henderson's a savage. That's a guy who at one point he was fighting guys that were heavyweight. That guy beat Fedor Emelianenko, and granted he beat Fedor when Fedor was definitely past his prime.
But this is a guy who was a 185-pound champion fighting the best heavyweight that's ever lived in this world, and he beat him. I mean, this is a – he's a – and granted, he's well in the decline of his career. He's 2-6 in his last 8 fights. He's no longer what he was, for sure. But this is a guy who holds wins. He has win. He's beat Shogun Hua. He's beat Fedor. He has beat – who else did he beat? He beat Michael Bisping at UFC 100 in the greatest knockout ever. He beat Wanderlei Silva. He's beat Vitor Belfort. He's beat Murilo Bustamante. He's beat everybody. He's beat everybody. And he's fought everybody. He beat Renzo Gracie. He beat Lil Nog. The list goes on. I don't have time for this, but he's one of the best ever.
You seem a little irritated with this.
I'm mad that fight is off, man. I really am. I was looking forward to that for the weekend.
He got popped last week, according to the reporter from ESPN. I can't find it anymore, but he got popped last week.
Okay. Mm. Well, that doesn't surprise me, I guess. And Lyoto Machida, Lyoto Machida, by the way, drinks his own pee. So if you take steroids that make you pee hot and then you drink that pee, you pee double hot the next time. Everybody knows that.
It was reported by Brett Okamoto of ESPN.
Bomber.
All right. You know what? I'm going to give something away to cheer the people up. How about the Local Brews, Local Grooves tickets? How about 6 of them? 6 tickets to Local Brews, Local Grooves Craft Beer and Music Festival this Saturday at the House of Blues. Kick off Houston Beer Week with over 25 craft beers and rare releases, 12 local bands on 3 stages, chef-inspired pub food pairing, and more. Ticket gets you into the music hall, Crossroads at House of Blues, and the Foundation Room. To get tickets or more information, log on to houseofblues.com. Must be 21 to win. Caller 15. You're good to go. Wow. Well, I was sorry to hear that you're disappointed over that. We had a lot of stuff to get to today. I mean, I don't even know where to go after that because I've got something that I want to do next segment, but it's going to take a little bit longer than what we have left here.
Okay. We'll just go to break a little early.
No, it's okay. We got a clock to manage.
We only have a minute left in the segment.
Well, no, we should have 3 minutes or 2 minutes left in the segment.
John, who's the producer here, Fred?
Well, I'm just looking at the clock.
It's close to 41. It's 40:49.
Okay. Well, ours says 40:01. Yeah. So we're going by this clock.
No, we go by Jong's clock because he's the producer.
I know, but how am I supposed to know what his clock is if it's not right?
You're just supposed to listen to what he tells you. Drink your beer.
I don't take orders well. This doesn't work. Anyway, what are the odds the Astros have an MVP winner before another Cy Young?
I don't know.
It'd have to be Correa.
Yeah, but even Correa, I don't know.
MVP's tough, man.
I don't know that Correa's the Correa's a guy who will be a fantastic player, but I don't know if he's ever going to put up the eye-popping 40-plus homer type numbers.
I don't know that he's ever going to have a Mike Trout season that'll...
Yeah, so I'll go Cy Young first, 70-30.
Antonio asks, hey guys, what did you think of the latest Better Call Saul episode?
I love it.
We'll do that when we come back.
It's so hard for me. I don't know what the best show is anymore. Better Call Saul or Banshee?
You can make a good case for both of them.
I love them both
so
much.
To me, it's like having a hot blonde and a hot brunette. I'm just going to enjoy them both and enjoy them at the same time.
They're the best. Both those shows are the best.
Maybe a redhead. Throw a redhead in there. All right, quick break. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you're not stuck in that mess on I-10. Kick off your weekend right. Have lunch out with ESPN 97.5 each Friday. John and Raheel, followed by Unfiltered. We'll broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston at 2713 Rocky Ridge. And then you know what you do after that?
What do, Fred?
You get your butt on that beltway. You head out to Sam Houston Race Park and hang out with us. So you go do your opening act thing at Nick's, and then you come see the main event with us.
Yeah.
At Sam Houston on Friday, 4 to 7. Is that okay, John, that I just ad-libbed that? Is that fine? Since I don't have I don't have a reader for Sam Houston and didn't even know we're going until about 20 minutes ago. So, yeah, that's what you do. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Disco Biscuit says, what are the odds the affluenza kid has to be kept out of Gen Pop for his whole two-year jail sentence?
Oh, they should let that dude get super raped.
Yeah, he's going to come out of there with a lot more than affluenza.
I'm against rape except for in the case of murderers who get two-year prison sentences. Those guys should get raped a lot.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. In prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Prison rape is a different thing.
It's totally different. It's acceptable. Damn near.
I don't know about acceptable, but it's... certain people deserve what they get. How's that? Timmy had mentioned the Peppermill in Vegas is fine, not pricey. Most cafes in Vegas, same food from expensive high-end dining. There are some... I mean, you can go to In-N-Out Burger. We go to Burger Bar all the time. That Peppermill, I went for the first time. I told you about it. I'll make a suggestion. If you go for breakfast there... Don't go on a weekend. You got no chance of getting in. The lines around the block. But if you go during the week and you're going with somebody else, split something with them. That omelet was... I felt like I ate a baby and I only ate half that omelet. So just a little tip for you for Pepper. But the food was fantastic. So let's talk about Better Call Saul a little bit.
Okay.
I've been waiting. If you haven't watched it yet, you might want to turn your radio down for a minute. I've been waiting for something bad to happen to the brother. He's just so unlikable. I celebrated a little bit.
Yeah. And were you surprised that she knew?
No.
Because my wife said she knows. I was like, no, I don't think she does. Because he sounded like crazy. He sounded like Chuck sounded crazy.
He did. And he is crazy. But yeah. No, but she played it perfectly because you know what I like about her? She's got a little bit of him in her. I mean, sometimes on the show. But she's got just enough of a degenerate in her. And con person in her that she knew exactly what he was doing. And then she conned Chuck.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. I thought, and the whole scene with Mike and the money, that was awesome. Just the show's
Mike
just,
is such a good character.
He is a great character. And I love when they focus on him. And I'm coming around on Kim. I didn't really like her at first.
I think it's because she's not that hot.
No, and to be honest, she looks just like this woman that I went out with for a while who was. It did not end well.
But I don't find her super annoying either.
No, I've come around on her, especially when she does stuff like that, where she'll show just, well, it's like, I'm going to do things on the up and up. But it's okay to screw around every now right. and then. I like that. What are the odds J.J. Watt is still dating Kate Hudson when the season starts from Robert? 3%.
Yeah. Listen, he gets around. J.J.'s the man.
Yeah. Well, so is Kate. She's the man, That's too. True.
Did Kate not ever bang Matthew McConaughey?
He wasn't on that list. I'll look it up, though.
Yeah, I would think that would have happened. They were in a bunch of movies together.
I'm sure she did. Maybe it didn't become public. Maybe they weren't actually dating. Maybe they were just, you know.
I'll bet Matthew. I bet a guy like McConaughey sometimes bangs chicks that he's working with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just not public. Like, McConaughey's the kind of guy, you know, he's not going to kiss and tell. That's a guy. He's the coolest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's the man. So I could imagine him... Making a play with her and just never getting out there.
I can,
and he just does the whole, we've got a professional relationship, man. You know how it works. Kate's a lovely girl, man. And she's a great actress and I'm pleased to be working with her. And what he really means is, bro, I pounded that out so hard. Right? That's my guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that while he's filming something, just whatever actress is going to drop by his
right
trailer and get high and do the deed and then go home. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday if you want to get in. You guys are awful quiet today. Well, what's going on with y'all? Yeah. 409 says Dan Henderson beat everyone but Anderson Silva.
That's not true. He beat a lot of guys, though.
Yeah.
But there was a time when I would argue that maybe
Anderson Silva was the only guy in the world better than him. This guy was a two-weight division champion in Pride when Pride was arguably better than the UFC. I mean, he was one of the best ever.
Well, do you think he's going to fight again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll book him on a new show. He doesn't want to quit. Mm. He's not going to quit until they make him. Had he lost this fight, maybe he would have, but he's going to keep rolling for a while.
Nola raised, what are the odds the Kobe game has a lower rating than the Warriors' chance at history?
What are you more interested in watching?
I'm more interested in the Warriors.
I am too.
Well, and that may or may not be fair. I think a lot of people are interested in Kobe, and they want to see his last game just to say, oh, I saw Kobe's last game. I'm of the opinion that I saw Kobe's last real game 3 years ago, and everything since then has just been, you know, kind of like Hakeem Olajuwon in Toronto. You just want to forget it.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in a team doing something that has never been done before. And if that happens, then, that's what I want to watch. 713-780-ESPN's your number.
So Kate Hudson had a quote about Matthew McConaughey. So she said, the fact that I couldn't stop laughing was a bad sign. He was making grunting sounds that I'd never heard of. No, Matthew and I would never work.
Okay. That doesn't mean they didn't bang.
Well, yeah, he was making grunting sounds during
Yeah.
He was making her laugh during sex and doing all the grunting. I don't know.
832, what are the odds of Guns N' Roses tour falls apart before Houston? I'm going to go 80%. Apparently, the Saturday night show that we didn't go to, they switched a couple songs around, and Sebastian Bach from Skid Row came out and did a song. That would have been so cool. Sorry I missed that.
No, I wouldn't change a thing about
that.
Yeah,
that's true. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, so this is one of those stories that you read the names and it sounds like a Sopranos episode. There was a gambling bust in Rhode Island.
Okay.
Is
that the state that lets you do the tickets, the parlay
that's
tickets?
That's Delaware.
Delaware, okay.
Yeah,
they're all the same to me.
Yeah, me too. Anything that's in the Northeast that's not New York, you're all kind of the same. Maybe not Massachusetts, but everybody. Vermont, Delaware, Rhode Island, you're all the same. Anyway, apparently they arrested 16 Rhode Island men, including two professional baseball players, on charges that they managed an illegal online gambling operation. 8-month investigation. And at this place called the Cozy Grill is where they busted them all. The president of the Cozy Grill, Thomas Pildarian, was one of the guys arrested. But my favorite part of this story, they arrested two baseball players, Chris Constantino and Sean Fernie. Both were playing
those are
for
fake baseball players, by the way.
No, they're playing for the Rome Braves, a minor league affiliate of the Atlanta Braves.
Those guys are on Jong's fantasy team.
Probably so. Well, guess what? So anyway, they're charged with organized criminal gambling. But listen to the names of these other guys and tell me if there's not a stereotype here. Accused of conspiring in a scheme with Timothy J. Moretti and James J. Petrella. Is that not your Italian?
Yeah. Sounds gamblers. Like a made-up Sopranos
name. It does, doesn't it? And they have a bunch of other names. And Mark Marinaro. Let's see. Who's the other one? Luis Silvera. Joseph Capelli. I wonder what's happening here. Just speculating.
Yeah.
Seems to me that this gambling ring might involve a bunch of guys that watch The Sopranos and thought it'd be a good idea. Anyway, that's a little gambling story for you. Frobia says Vermont is white hippie rednecks. Delaware is like an extension of Baltimore.
Okay.
I've been to Delaware because, where was it? We were Philadelphia,
but
I think.
This wasn't Vermont, right? We're talking about Rhode Island versus
Rhode Island,
Delaware.
Yeah.
I know Vermont. Vermont and New Hampshire, I get a little bit confused.
I confuse all of those, man.
But Delaware and Rhode Island, that's not Vermont. I don't think there's hippie white folks. Well, there might be hippie white folks. I don't know what Delaware's like. I really don't. I have no...
I've been one time, and I took the train from Philadelphia to go to the racetrack there and never saw anything but the track and then left. 630 says, talk hockey, odd Chicago wins it all. Go back and listen to the podcast from the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, and I'm going to keep telling you guys that. 6 o'clock. First segment, 6 o'clock, all the hockey you'll ever hear on the show.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Deep South Barrels. And I went and had a meeting with those guys yesterday, and we worked some things out. DeepSouthBarrels.com is the place to go. They're down there in Pearland, which, by the way, I got to go eat at Killen's Barbecue after. Fantastic. It's worth the trip down there. Go get a barrel. Go eat some barbecue. Good times. Whatever the gift-giving occasion may be, this is the gift for you. You know, they've been aging. People have been aging liquors in oak barrels for over 4,700 years. Deep South Barrels makes it easy, makes it something you can do at your house. They've got personal size aging barrels, which expedite the process of creating a smooth spirit. It takes about 28 days, less than a month to get it done. You can get your barrels customized. Perfect. Perfect. Listen, and we were talking about what we could do to help the Blitzers make an easy decision. And I told them, well, why not just put the package that I got, put that together and call it, you know, something like the AJ package. Well, they worked on that. The AJ's double barrel package comes with two 2-liter aging barrels, one for bourbon, one for whiskey, a stand to display your barrels with 4 shot glasses that come with it, complimentary shot glasses, and your choice of bourbon and whiskey bootlegging essences. Don't forget to use my promo code Hoffman. You'll get 10% off your entire order. Go check out that AJ's double barrel package. Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com. Age your spirits to perfection with AJ's double barrel package, deepsouthbarrels.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.